So I was completely trapped in my life. And my personal life and my professional life. Being human is the ability to be vulnerable, to ask for help. I saw so many leaders who didn't respect others. My first job, my second job, even later. It was all about themselves. It was all about money. It was all about, but never about you as a human being. They didn't care about anything. You are trapped.
It's not what you do, it's not what you say, it's how you make people feel is what people are going to remember you for in the years to come.
Why should you think that you are superior to others, that you know everything, that you have all the answers?
Here's the question. What is that inner voice? And the second question is, how would I differentiate?
Your inner voice says, when you take time to either meditate or whatever you want, but to be with yourself, very quiet, and think deeply. In your heart, in your soul, you absolutely know what to do. This is your inner voice. This is your compass. This is who you are.
The moment I'll be kind and respectful to others, there is a possibility that others might take me for granted and they might use my vulnerability for their own benefits. How would you address this concern that so many leaders would have it?
To open myself and to be a more empathetic leader, do I open the door to chaos? So it's a trigger.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the podcast, The Ex-Monk's Drive. Today, we are exploring what it takes to be a visionary, yet human-centered leader in today's complex world. I'm your host, Gaurav, and today I'm thrilled to be speaking with Hortense, an executive leadership coach and the author of the book, The Unlocked Leader. By the way, please take a moment to follow this podcast and leave us a 5-star rating. So, let's get going. In our conversation, Hortense will share her powerful insights on how leaders can move past limiting mindsets, connect with their deepest wisdom, and lead with heart. Yes, you heard it right. Lead with heart. We will uncover the keys to unlocking your fullest potential so that you can inspire change and bring out the best in those around you. This vital mindset shift from hero leader to a human leader has never been more relevant today. I cannot wait for you to hear Hortense's wisdom and actionable advice that will help transform the way you show up on day-to-day basis. So without wasting any time, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a dive in and explore these deep oceans and explore what it means to lead with heart. Hey, thank you so much, Hortense. Such a pleasure having you here. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you for having me, Gaurav. I'm very happy to be here.
Pleasure is all mine. I could not wait to have you on the podcast and talk about what it means to be an unlocked leader. Very intriguing topic you have written a book on.
Yes, the book. Thank you for having me and give me a chance to talk about that. And it's about my calling. And the book is about that. It's about how to free yourself from your mind traps that hold us back from being who we should be and from being the human leader that the world needs today.
Yeah, yeah. Be the human leaders that the world needs us to be. Isn't that so profound? You know, while going through your book, you mentioned that at times being human is fearful. Mm-hmm. And that made me take a pause and wonder, is it that difficult? Is it fearful? And I started to wonder, have I ever felt like a human being? Because I've always looked at myself as a professional, as a coach, in this role or that role, attached to one identity or another, attached to one designation or the other. So when you wrote about the fear of being human, what was going on in your head, Hortense?
Interesting. It's because this is really this ability to be yourself. And as a leader, this ability to connect with other heart to heart and differently. It's the ability to increase your empathy. So being human is the ability to be vulnerable, to ask for help. So everything that we think we should not do, you know, because our education and everything behind us, we think that we should not do it. So to be human, this is what I mean by being human.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that itself is a conversation that can go on and on for 10 hours, I'm sure, Hortense. Hortense, just curious, how did you come up with this title, Unlocked Leader?
The Unlocked Leader. So my first book was Aligned. So my second book, I thought, would be Unlocked, just Unlocked. But it was not specific enough. So we brainstorm and we came up with the Unlocked Leader because I'm an executive leadership coach. I have a lot of stories about leader and this is my passion. And also because I consider that everyone is a leader. Because at the minimum, you are the leader of your life. So I came up with this title.
First of all, let me tell you, your book gave me aha moments every second page. And I was wondering, shucks, man, how come I could not come up with this title? How come I could not come up with this perspective? How come I could not come up with this concept? So thank you so much for putting together this beautiful piece of art. And that's a must for leadership. That's a must.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You touched me so hard. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, Hortense, on several occasions, you have spoken about that it's important to be a human leader than to be a superhero leader. And there are very few leaders who came in front of me that I could imagine, I could think of. What is your perspective? You know, when the world is celebrating the superhero leaders, and you are talking about being a human leader, what was that moment when you realized that we need more human leaders than more superhero leaders?
Yeah, so I will say first, if we zoom on today, the world changed. So we know that. It's not a big news. And expectation changed. And I think a big haha moment was, you know, during COVID. We understood in 1 second, maybe 1 hour, right? That as a leader, you know, the world could completely close and everything we trust could disappear and fears could come. I think everyone is remembering, you know, that moment when, you know, the world closed and we said, and people were ill and people dead, you know, surrounded by deaths and by fears. So leadership changed at that moment. It was, you know, a big moment for them. So we'll come back to that. But my belief and all my life, I think, because, you know, I wrote this book Aligned before COVID. And I always have been inspired by leaders who were able to connect with me and were human. And so it's not a new concept for me because I saw so many leaders who didn't respect others. My first job, my second job, even later. It was all about themselves. It was all about money. It was all about, but never about you as a human being. They didn't care about anything. In my life, a lot of people who thought that they were superior because they were graduated from, you know, good school or grade school. And so they knew everything. And so they couldn't listen and connect with others. So from I think from my for me, you know, a long time ago, everything, you know, this journey began a long time ago. I didn't know at that time that one day I would be in front of you talking about that and I would write books and I would be a coach. I didn't know that. But I saw too much suffering and I thought also that it was ridiculous because why, you know, why should we think like that? Why should you think that you are superior to others, that you know everything, that you have all the answers? This is what I thought at that time. And let's say that, you know, my journey opened up, you know, myself to who I am today. And the second thing, and I think that that's why now, you know, and that's why I wrote the book now. So if I come back to the COVID and how the world changed, so people expectation have changed. So now, because of COVID, so because in crisis, there is always a gift. So take the gift. The gift is we have to change. And leaders, they did an amazing job to, you know, shift. And they understood that they have to take care of people. They had to take, my goodness, a very difficult decision. And they had to learn how to connect remotely and how, you know, how to speak with their employee, with their team now through Zoom and through things like that. They were not used to that. So they could show their humanity. And my work at that time was a lot about that and about okay, so let's do it. What should we do? So I have a lot of clients who okay, they told me, yeah, but you know, it's difficult. And emotions don't belong to the corporate arena. So how can I do that? What can I do? So we worked on, you know, their fears. First thing is face our fears. And we work on our fears and we work on, okay, they were afraid, of course, of showing their emotions and be connected with their emotion maybe and also the emotion of their team. So we work on that, we role play on that. And I just told them, what are you going to do? Because they said, one of them told me, but what I'm going to say or to tell if somebody is telling me that, you know, they lost someone or whatever. And I said, what would you do if it would be your best friend?
In fact, while I was listening to you, the thought that came to me is what Maya Angelou said. It's not what you do. It's not what you say. It's how you make people feel is what people are going to remember you for in the years to come. Every time I speak to leaders tell me that I would like to be a leader like that. I would like to connect with others. I would like to listen to others. I would like to respect others. And then the moment the tire meets the road, the moment there is some pressure that they are going through, you know, you spoke about the hybrid world that we are living in, the hybrid world of working from the office or working from home. And there's another hybrid world that we are getting into where human beings would be working with machines. So that's a double hybrid world we are getting into with the influx of generative AI technologies and deep technologies and augmented reality and the virtual reality. With that, the world is only getting complex, right? And the interesting part is we don't have a solution for that. Nobody has a solution for that. You spoke about fears. So that's what I'm thinking. I want to connect with others. I want to listen to others. I would like to be respectful of others. And yet something happens to me. What are those fears that keep leaders, let me just use a different word, that don't allow individuals to become human leaders?
I see three fears. So the fears of failing because you have been successful and doing, you know, the other way. So why should I change? Because you don't know. You don't know how to do it. And the second one is, like I said, you know, facing your emotions or the emotion of others. And the third one could be, yeah, okay, if I begin, you know, to open myself and to be a more empathetic leader, do I open the door to chaos? So I think those three fears. That's why you have to go to the process of freeing yourself.
Yeah.
Because those fear, behind those fear, you are trapped. Or maybe I would say you are trapped somewhere.
Yeah.
You are locked somewhere and you are not aware of it, or you are aware of it. And behind that, there are the fears.
Why should I change?
Yes. Why should I change? Because many reasons you should change. Because the world change, as we said. So they want to connect with you. They don't need another hero like Tina Turner said. They need to connect with you. They need a human leader. They need to relate to you. They need to be seen, to be empowered, to be part of something bigger that the company that working here. And we can see that, and we can see that every day, and especially with our young people, right?
Mm.
So this is one first reason. If you want another reason, it's because when you are not connected with yourself, with your inner voice, and this is what you are not doing. So you are trying to live another life, not your life, not following your voice, not writing your own story. You are writing the story that your environment wants for you or feel for you better. So you cannot be yourself. So you cannot find your gift. You cannot unlock yourself. You cannot free yourself. You cannot help the world as you could and help you first, because you're not connected with yourself. In fact, you are not.
Yeah, I just love it. I just love it. Thank you, Hortense, for bringing that. You know, revisiting what you mentioned, that people don't change, not because they don't want to change, but because they have fears. The fear of, why should I change? Because everything is going really well. The second one is, how should I change? I don't know a way to reach to the other side of the bridge. And the third thing is that you mentioned, that I don't want to expose my emotions to others. I'm too vulnerable. I don't want to be vulnerable to express what I'm experiencing right now. You know, you also spoke about, people want to connect with you. People want to relate to you. People would like to be seen. People would like to be empowered. People would like to be a part of something bigger.
Mm.
And then you spoke about, it's difficult to listen to the inner voice. One, here's the question. What is that inner voice? And the second question is, how would I differentiate my inner voice from the interferences which are not allowing me to become the person that I deserve to become and unlock myself to get out of the trap?
Okay. I'm going to try to to go to the process, in the process with you. So your inner voice. So, okay, let me explain the process. So, and I agree with you. A lot have been said about why we should be vulnerable, but less about how to do it. That's why I wrote the book, because it's a process. It's a three-way process. So there is the mind traps. So you find your mind traps. You go to the transformation and you build your story and you write your own story. So let me go back to a mind trap. So a mind trap is this mental obstacle that stands between you and the person you want to be. You know, this is where we are. We are. We know, but we don't know how. So, okay. So we are here facing our fear. And so the first thing is, you know, being aware of it, because it affects the way you connect with yourself, and it affects also, you know, the way you connect with others. So this is why it matters, is because you are not writing your own story. So this is a problem. And so you're here. So the first thing is to, you know, find the source. But let me share a story. Because, you know, that we are, all of us, we are trapped. We are trapped somewhere and at every moment in our life. So let me share with you. Yeah, I believe so too. So years ago, 20 years ago, so I was completely trapped in my life.
Mm.
And my personal life and my professional life. I felt completely trapped. So how do you feel? You feel that you are not whole. You feel like you don't fit in. You feel like, in fact, you're not satisfied. You are maybe unhappy. You can also be sometimes arrogant, or you can, at a second, you know, the reverse, you can feel the imposter syndrome. You feel that you cannot express yourself. So this is what I mean by you are trapped somewhere.
Yeah.
So I was absolutely trapped. I felt all that, I think, not maybe imposter syndrome for sure. and unhappy and things like that. And everything went south. And I was one day stuck in bed for months. I was very sick. And so I had time to reflect. And I had a dream. I had my grandmother that I just loved, that passed away at that time, came back, you know, in my dream and told me, you have to find the path of roses. I said, what are you talking about? I don't know what it is. So where is the road? And she just smiled at me and she told me, you know where the road is. And she just disappeared. Can you imagine that? You know, I was just alone now and wake up.
Yeah.
So I didn't get it at the moment. But later, I will understand what she meant. What she meant was, listen to your inner voice. Don't listen to you know, the external voices. What that mean in my case was, the external voices said, I was unhappy in my marriage or so. No, you cannot divorce. External voices said, no, you cannot be an entrepreneur at the age of 40 or 38, whatever it was. So that was the external voices. But my inner voice, I felt like I have to change my life. And yes, I want to be an entrepreneur because this is who I am. You know, and I knew that from the beginning, but I was too afraid to do it. No, that was not true. In that case, that was not true. But just yet, life. So I didn't have the opportunity to do it. But when I understood that, I began to free myself. And so this is how I freed myself. And this is a process that I suggest here. So this is your inner voice. So to try to answer your voice. What is your inner voice? Your inner voice is when you take time to, you know, either meditate or whatever you want, but to be with yourself. Very quiet and think deeply. In your heart, in your soul, you absolutely know what to do. You know, everyone knows. But this is hard to listen to that voice. So this is your inner voice. This is your inner voice. This is your compass. This is who you are. And you have to connect with it. And so to differentiate, is your other question was, how can I differentiate it? You differentiate like that because it doesn't resonate with you.
And you
challenge. And after, you know, in the process, you will see of, you know, freeing yourself. You're going to challenge those voices. So we can come back to that if you want, but that's because we were here.
You know, what I'm listening is, Hortense, is that any voice which is not allowing me to be happy, any trap which is not allowing me to be satisfied, and because of which I might be sounding arrogant or am experiencing any kind of imposter syndrome, is not serving me. And that is where, unless I listen to my deepest possible voice, those dark clouds are not going to leave me. And I would not be able to become the person that I want to become. And something that I loved in what you said is that at a certain age, you thought that's not possible. And then your deeper voice helped you to get out of that. And in my culture where I stay in, age plays a very vital role. And there are so many meanings that we start to associate and attach to age, that at this age, I can do this. At this age, I cannot do this. I would not be able to create the results that possibly I could have when I was younger. So, you know, I personally believe that dealing with these mind traps is not that easy. And you also spoke about that there's a process that people go through. So you help people identify the mind traps one is operating from, one is dealing with. And then you spoke about that how to deal with that, those mind traps. What is the process and how can you get over them?
I will share another story after. The first thing is to track the source.
Track the source.
So, okay. Yeah, track the source. So let's say that I would talk about two families, either a trauma, that could be either a trauma or other voices. So we just talk about other voices. So what is a trauma? A trauma doesn't have to be a big trauma. That could be, you know, this is something that resonates with you as a trauma. This is an event or a series of events that trigger you very highly, you very strongly, your emotions and trigger your sense of safety. This is what a trauma is for me. So what happened? It happened that, you know, imagine that your brain is a house. In your house, you know, you put your piece of furniture at the right place. You put the bed at the bedroom and the sofa in the living room. So same with the emotion and information that your brain, you know, is getting. It has to put everything at the right place. And now imagine that you have a car in the middle of the living room. It's a problem. You cannot watch TV. You cannot connect with other if you have other friends, you know, in the other way of the living room. So this is a trauma. This is something that is not, you know, at the right place. This is an information of emotions, not the right place. So your job is to put back, of course, you know, the car in the garage at its place, right? So this is what a trauma is and the voices. So let me share another story. Years ago, I had a leader who was considered to be the next CEO of his company. And in order to do that, he has to have an interview in front of a panel of other leaders. And out of the blue, his behavior changed. He became very talkative. He didn't listen. He was not himself. So, of course, he didn't get the job. And everyone was very surprised and said, what happened? He didn't know. So we had this conversation and he told me, Hortense, I don't know. I don't know what happened. So we begin the process. Okay.
Tracking
the source. So we found that 30 years before the event, he was a student. He was at school. He was, you know, passing an exam. And at that moment, what happened was one of the teacher didn't listen to him. He didn't let him talk. He cut him all the time. So this young student, he didn't know what to do. He lost his cool and he was shocked. He was shocked. And the teacher told him at the end, young guy, I don't know what you're going to do in life, but I can promise you, you will never be a CEO because you cannot handle your emotions. So this little guy completely forgot, you know, this event. When time came and it was the first time he was considered to be a CEO, in his unconscious, you know, he didn't want to have the same, you know, the same situation. So he overcompensated with talking and talking and talking to be sure that nobody's going to cut him off. It was not the right thing to do. It was not conscious. And the second thing that he was not aware of, that he had this car in the living room. He had this voice of this, you know, teacher who told him that. So two commandments. One, you will never be a CEO. Second one is, okay, so good leader, don't show emotion. So he kept with this, you know, this voice and he never challenged it because he was not aware of it. But at one point it came. So in this case, you have a trauma because he was shocked. And he had a trauma, so this car, and he had voices that he heard that were not his voices.
Mm.
So we were there. So this is a mind trap. You track the source. So now, if you want to go to the what I call mind shift, but it's a process of transformation. So now we have that. We identify that and that moment. So you challenge the voice. So is it with three questions? Is it true? So is it true that you cannot be a CEO?
Mm.
Is it relevant? Is it helpful today?
And the you third can one is? That,
is it helpful today?
Okay.
And you do the same with, you know, the other, the same voices who said that somewhere you said that CEO should not, you know, show emotion. So you challenge those. Mm. And my clients told me, no, no, and no. I asked those questions. Mm. Is it true? Is it true? Is it helpful? He said, oh, no. So, okay. So we worked on let go. So let go. You know, the voices, they don't belong to you. They belong to the teacher years ago. Yeah. It was right. It was not right. Not at all. It was just at that moment. Why? We don't know it. That doesn't belong to you. Right. So, and the trauma. So you put back, you know, the car, the right place. So this, you know, this information came back to the garage.
Yeah.
The car came back to the garage.
Yeah.
And this is how, you know, by challenging the voices, this is how with the three questions, those three questions are very powerful. This is how you do your housekeeping, if you want.
Yeah.
But you clean your room and you become, okay, aware of your inner voice. So what I'm thinking now, and now you're ready to go to step three to write your own story. So now you are with yourself. So now that I do that, and I can write my own story, I can be the author of my life.
Mm.
How can I do that? So you go back to what is important for you, what drives you, what is important, you know, what do you see in your future? What would be your dream? How you want to show up as a person, as a leader? So you take the time to reflect on that. And the other things very important is now that you begin to write your own story, you can also do another exercise like what I want to keep in my life, what I want to drop in my life, and what I want to keep in my life. So those three columns that I just loved. And you begin your journey to become, you know, who you want to become the leader, the human leader you want to be. And this is, I remember, this is a journey. This is not a destination.
Mm.
And because it's a new habit, because it's a new muscle, you have to work on it every day.
Yeah.
So every day you do your daily, what I call my daily rendezvous with yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a lot of rendezvous in a day. So what about having a rendezvous with yourself? So you're going to go see yourself. So this is important. Beautiful. And you reflect, take the time to reflect and said, okay, how did I do today on my journey?
Hmm.
And you can put, you know, questions, affirmation, whatever it is. And don't push yourself too much. But you remember, did I do my best? If you didn't do your best, this is okay. Not a problem. Hmm. But you know, it's exactly when you broke your arm. So you need every day to work a little on it, right? Because if not, your arm is not going to come back. So same here. You never worked on those network.
Yeah.
And so go for it. But every day, daily basis. And you try to see, not try. It's the only way to see if you are still on track.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think the simple three-step formula that you have shared, one is track the source, challenge the voice, ask yourself, is it true? Is it relevant? Is it helpful today? Is it serving you by any chance? And the third one is write your own story. What is important to you? What is driving you? I think the simple process that you have shared is so powerful. And I must acknowledge, Hortense, the way you have defined trauma, I've not heard that in as simplistic manner. You said trauma is something that triggers your emotions. So trauma is something that puts your sense of safety with a big question mark. I said, wow, such a quick way to test if it's a trauma or not. Just wondering, if it's that deep a trauma, how can we just let it go out of our body? Because it's not the cognitive process that we are talking about. We are talking about the muscle memory. And the process that you just shared is very cognitive in nature. And I'm sure it will create a flow of emotions in an individual's body as well. So how do you ensure, as someone who's working with a leader, that whatever the person is holding on to for 30 years moves away from his body? So when you use the word, what is it that I would like to keep? What is it that I would like to drop? What is it that I would like to add? The person will tell you. But how do you ensure that a person continues to walk on that path, which would be painful, I'm assuming?
You know, everybody is free. Yeah? So the first lesson is you cannot force anybody to do anything.
Yeah.
So just the first thing is be aware of that. So do you really want to change, you know, to this process or not? If you are not ready, it's fine. Maybe one day you will be, maybe you will never be. That's okay. You know, everyone is free. That's very important. And the second thing is if somebody doesn't want to talk, to work on it, you cannot force, you know, the person to do that. And the second thing is how to know that you are locked somewhere, right? How, you know, in fact, it's, you have triggers. In that case, it happened, you know, at that moment because it was related to that subject. But if you are aware of it, if you take attention in a day, even in a day, you will see sometimes, you will see in a day that, because it doesn't have to be so big sometimes. And it's very personal, as we said. So it's very personal. It's like your fingerprint. Everyone is different. So at one moment in your life, you feel it. You feel like, Why do I react like that? Why, you know, is it my voice? Is this the way I want to do? Or is this the way others want to be? So you can do it almost every day. And every day you can challenge the voices. And for example, I don't know, if you take the time, you know, to have your daily meeting with yourself, you can reflect and say, okay, you see your day and say, okay, here what happened? Why I reacted when my friend or my family or member or my team member told me that? Why did I have this reaction?
Yeah.
Is it normal? So it's a trigger. So you have very small trigger and very big triggers.
Yeah.
But all of us have that. But
we all have triggers.
Yeah, but the secret is you have to take time, you know, to have your daily meeting, a daily rendezvous with yourself. Because if you don't take that time, you will not be aware. So you wake up, you go to work, you do what you have to do, you go in bed, you go back, you know, the day after, it's the same story. So, no.
Yeah. You know, let's shift the gears here. So we need to have that daily rendezvous with our own selves where we can have a conversation, at times confrontation with our own self. And sometimes, as you mentioned, the triggers could be small, the triggers could be huge as well. Mm-hmm. You know, when we started the conversation, you spoke about that it's important to be a human leader. And where you spoke about the importance of being respectful, importance of connections, importance of having empathy for others. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, can empathy, respect for others, building connections, can this be taught to an individual? Do we all have what is required to have empathy for others? Do we all have, as human beings, what is required to connect with others?
I think all of us have empathy, but we can work on it. We need to work on it, of course, because you know, we are all interconnected and we are not aware of it. It's like, you know, trees in the forest. So what you do, the fact that together we are in front of, we're talking together. Now our brain and my brain, your brain is connected to my brain. So each time I do, when I want to drink, the part of your brain who want to drink is also, activated. Mm. And so we are all interconnected.
Mm.
And empathy, what is empathy? In fact, it should be inpathy, because it comes from a German word. And this German word translation is inpathy. So it's feeling with, it's feeling in, the person. So really, it is what we are talking about.
Mm.
And you can learn how to do that. So the first thing is to listen more than you talk.
Mm.
So the first thing is listening. So when you listen and you learn how to deep listening, you can connect with the person. You can be aware of what the person is feeling or doing. You can see, the emotions. You can feel the emotion with someone.
Mm.
And you can also work on it with the role play. So when we go back to the to the example of at the beginning of someone who told me, but emotions don't belong to the corporate arena.
Mm.
Okay, we did at that time what I called non-meetings, means okay, let's meet. We have a Zoom, even on Zoom, and I did that during COVID. It's okay. We meet on Zoom or in real, in person, doesn't matter. But the subject is no subject. So it's to connect. Share stories, talk about you, your life story, your difficult moment, your good moment. Just learn how to connect with others. So this is what we did during COVID. We role play. Okay, so let's imagine that someone is telling you that. How do you feel? What do you want? What are you comfortable to share?
Yeah,
we're not talking about sharing everything and that you don't want to share. We are talking about what do you want to share who can be true to you and can help the person in front of you.
Makes sense.
Because when you share your story, when you share your things, you are human. Oh, I get it. You are not this hero, I thought you were untouchable and I cannot talk to you. You are just a human being like I am. So now we can talk. Now we can connect.
I think what's standing out for me is here the importance of listening and the importance of sharing stories, the importance of sharing what's happening in my life. You know, most of our listeners on this podcast are leaders from the corporate world. And I'm sure if I ask one of those leaders to ask your question, they are definitely going to ask, Hortense, I agree with what you are saying. I echo with what you are talking about. I believe that I need to connect with others. I need to have empathy for others. I need to listen to others. But the world where I live in, the moment I'll be kind and respectful to others, there is a possibility that others might take me for granted. And they might use my vulnerability for their own benefits. How would you address this concern that so many leaders would have it?
So, each case is different. So it's difficult to have an answer for everyone. But I always recommend to whatever could happen to be yourself. So you say kind, because we have different color here and different shape. So being kind, I think this is what being human means. And so you can call it kind, you can call it vulnerable, you can call it, and you have degrees also. But I would say that if you feel like this is what I should do, because this is the right thing and this is the best thing for me and for others, I would recommend to do it. Do it. But you can just find the space or the people with who you feel comfortable to do it. So that means don't wear another suit. Just be yourself. If you feel like, Gaurav, you want to talk, or you want to share something because you feel like, this is important for you and you think that it is going to help me because it's going to make me feel more comfortable because you see that I'm not very comfortable and you say, you know, I'm like you. No worries. Do it.
Beautiful.
Because you cannot lose anything.
Mm.
So I know the environment can be hard and, you know, depending of where you are, and depending also the countries and depending of a lot of things. But I believe that you can do it and you will win from it. And even if there are some people you think that can, whatever it is, take advantage of it, or I don't see how you can take advantage of it, by the way. Yeah. But okay, so people can, because okay, people can, they are different, so they can try it. But think about it. Real leader are those who inspire others, right?
Yeah.
Take Gandhi. And they go out of their comfort zone or what others. They took risk. You take risk.
Yeah.
But when you take risk, you begin your journey to the path of roses, as my grandmother said.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to find yourself. And at the end is at the end of our life, but before the end of our life, at one moment, you will understand and you will see, okay,
beautiful,
to be myself, it was the right things to do, because you're going to learn why, and you're going to find your own gift, and you're going to find how this own gift is going to allow yourself to be yourself, and you'll be more happy in your environment, in your family, and as a person and as a leader. And if that means that you need to change company or whatever it is, I change a lot in my life. It's okay. It's not a problem.
Thank you so much, Hortense. As you said, you're not going to lose anything by being yourself. You're not going to lose anything by being respectful. You're not going to lose anything by caring for others. Hortense, thank you so much. It was an absolute delight having you with us at the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Gaurav. It was a great moment. Thank you. Take care. Good care.
Thank you. May you continue to create and build more unlocked leaders, and may you continue to unlock yourself and become the person and continue to be the person that you have always been. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, that wraps up my today's conversation with leadership coach and author Hortense. I'm so grateful she shared her profound perspectives on embracing our humanity as leaders, so we can unlock our abilities to guide, empower, and create positive change. I hope her insights on overcoming mind traps, practicing deep listening and empathy, and staying true to your inner voice resonated with you as well. Remember, you have everything you need inside to become the leader the world needs today. Have the courage to look within. And thank you so much one more time, ladies and gentlemen, for listening today. I'm sure you enjoyed this episode. So don't wait. Just quickly go follow this podcast. And as always, please take a moment to leave us a 5-star rating and let people know what you found meaningful in today's conversation. It really supports the show. I'm your host, Gaurav, wishing you all the inspiration to bring out the human leader within. See you next time
with yet another incredible guest next week. Take care of yourself. Stay tuned. Stay blessed.